This is ProBlogger.
Hi there, it's Darren from ProBlogger. I'd like to welcome you to episode 124 of the ProBlogger podcast, where today we're going to talk about we's and I's. Not we's and I's, but we're going to talk about using the word we and I. It's a question from Sally, one of our readers, who I'll play for you in a moment. But before I do, a couple of housekeeping things that I want to mention. Firstly, I'm on a beach in Thailand. Just thought I'd slip that one in. I've recorded this one earlier. Today's show notes are at problogger.com/podcast/124. I'm still on a beach in Thailand. You can check out my Instagram at Darren Rouse. I'm sure I'll be sharing some photos of that beach over there. And thirdly, if you'd like to join us at the ProBlogger event on the Gold Coast here in Australia on the 9th and 10th of September, you have just under 2 weeks left to save $100 on your ticket for that. You can check out all the details of that amazing event. It's the peak of what we do at ProBlogger every year. You can check out all the details of that over at probloggerevents.com. But don't wait too long, because on the 1st of July, ticket prices will go up to $100. And if you're waiting for information on the virtual event tickets, hold on, because after the 1st of July, we will release details of where you can pick up a virtual ticket. But now I want to play you a little question from Sally. It's not her real name. She asked me to keep her real name private, and I understand why. And she asked this really interesting little question. It's going to be a short episode today, I promise. But I do have some stuff to say about whether we should use the word we or I when we're blogging.
Creating great content. Finding an audience, building engagement, monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Hi, Darren. Thanks for all the great work you do. I'm learning so much from listening to your blog and your podcast. I have a question. I'm starting out as a blogger, and so it's just me. I don't have an assistant. I don't have a team, and I don't really have a need to convey that I'm any bigger than I am. So I'm comfortable saying I, but I notice all over the internet, people use we, like contact us and here's what we do. And often after poking around the site, you realize that that person saying we is really just one person, but they're still saying we. Is it better to make it seem like you're a we, like you're more than one person? Or is it, which in my opinion it is it inauthentic? Like, should I just say I until I get an assistant and grow a team and then we become a we? What's your opinion on that?
Thanks for your question, Sally. I think it's actually a good one. I hope Sally's not your real name. I've just given it to you, I have to say. But anyway, I'm sure that a lot of bloggers can relate to this question. I know there's been a few times where I've been speaking at a conference and people have picked me up on this exact thing, and they've actually said things like, you know, you just mentioned we, but is it just you, or is there actually a team behind what you do? And I know that this is something I've slipped up on at times, and I'm going to tell you two ways that I've slipped up on it in a moment. For me, I guess I found myself starting to slip into the we, even though I was just an I in the early days of my blog, because my blog's I slid into them being a kind of a collaborative thing, and it was quite early on. Whilst for the first couple, maybe even 3 years of my blogs, I was the only one really blogging. I did have people helping out just because they were helpful people. I had someone help out. Rachel Cunliffe helped me out with the design of my first blog, helped me out with the back end. Her husband started to help me with the server of it. Even though I wasn't really paying them to do it, they were just helping me out. There were other people who occasionally would write guest posts. And so I guess things became a little bit more collaborative, even though it was just really me. And it was just my business, even when I started as a business. It was just really me. But there was this sense in my mind, at least, that other people were a part of it. I don't think I was trying to project that I was bigger than I was. It's just the way I kind of felt about what I was doing. It was more of a reflection of that collaborative nature. And then it was also the readers as well. And when you started talking about your blog, sometimes you start thinking about your community. And so I would sometimes slip into we with that as well. In time, my blog did begin to feature regular guest writers. And then I did start to get people to help me with moderation. All of that started as a volunteer basis in the early days, but gradually over time, I began to hire people as well. And so it definitely did become a we, but I'm not exactly sure when that happened. And I guess the reason I'm telling this story is that for me, I kind of slipped into the we, and I don't know where it began and really ended. Was it when I hired someone, or was it when I started to get people help me out in different ways? And so I guess I want to share that story partly to give a little bit of context as to why some people possibly do use we when they are just an I.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
Now, I struggle with this on the other side of things today a little bit too, because sometimes when I'm talking about my blog, I use the word I and then have to correct myself because it's not just me anymore. You know, I might talk about a blog post that I wrote, and whilst I did write it, I've had a team of other people look at it and edit it and proofread it and maybe even design an image for it. And so it's become a bit of a collaborative experience as well. And so sometimes I struggle with the other side of the question as well. In terms of my advice on this question, I would love to hear what other people think about this, because I think there'd be some real wisdom in our community on this question. But my advice on this is, I think it's probably good to be as accurate as possible and as transparent as you can with your readers on this particular question. I actually think that sometimes when you use the word I and you talk about your business as just you, that actually can make you a little bit more relatable with your audience. I know on ProBlogger, that certainly has been the case over the years. And sometimes when I do use the word we, I wonder whether that makes me unrelatable to people who don't have a team yet. But I have to do that because I've just got to be true to myself as well. So, you know, be as accurate as you can, be transparent. And you can do that not just with the language you use, but also, you know, showing people what you're doing, showing photos, showing, you know, your office, these types of things as well can help with being more relatable, to show people that you aren't maybe the polished brand that everyone might think you are. But I guess the last piece of advice I give you is that there will probably come a time where I turns into we, but you've kind of just got to go with that. It can be a bit of a muddled process as well. And so be kind on yourself and to each other on that particular one as well. At that point, when you are making that transition between I and we, I guess transparency is probably really good there as well. And I remember in the early days of my own blogs, when I did begin to get people come on and they helped me to moderate comments, I had someone actually volunteer who really loved digital photography school, wanted to help with the moderation. She was just like, "You've helped me so much, I want to help out in any way." And I wasn't in a position at that point to pay her, but we did send her some gifts from time to time. I talked to my audience about the fact that we now had this little team going on, and I shared that journey with my readers. And so I guess it's about being transparent in that way as well. But it takes some getting used to. And, you know, I still slip up on this today, and I can't understand where people are coming from as well. So I hope that makes sense. I would love to hear other people's opinions on this. When did you start using we, or have you? Do you slip into using we when you shouldn't? Do you use I when you shouldn't as well? And do you have any views on when the time should be? Is it when you hire someone? Is it when they volunteer? Is it when you get more than one reader and your blog becomes a we in that way? I don't know what the answer is particularly, but I'd love to hear what other people think over at today's show notes. It's at ProBlogger.com/podcast/124. I'll chat with you in a couple of days' time in episode 125.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at ProBlogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at Facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
Before I go, I want to give a big shout out and say thank you to Craig Hewitt and the team at Podcast Motor, who've been editing all of our podcasts for some time now. Podcast Motor have a great range of services for podcasters at all levels. They can help you to set up your podcast, but also offer a couple of excellent services to help you to edit your shows and get them up with great show notes. Check them out at podcastmotor.com.